Welcome to this Intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on gluing jungle atmosphere for rag-infused chaos. In this session, we're not just throwing a few loops on the timeline and calling it atmospheric. We're building a gritty, living DNB environment that sits behind the drums and bass without smearing them up. Think chapped breaks, rag-vocal fragments, smoky pads, tape haze, and just enough grime to make the whole edit feel like it came out of one broken sampler system. This is especially useful if you're working on edit style arrangements, intros, breakdowns, transitions, or any kind of ragga and jungle hybrid where you want pressure, motion, and character, but you still need the mix to hit hard. So let's set the scene. First, set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and drum and bass. We'll work in 4/4, and it helps to think in 8-bar loops so you can actually hear how the atmosphere develops over time instead of just reacting to a tiny 1-bar loop forever. Create a few tracks to keep things organized. You'll want drums, bass, an Atmos break track, a Ragga Vox track, an Atmos pad track, a noise or glue track, and then an Atmos bus group, where all the atmosphere layers will eventually live together. Now, the first atmospheric element is the break layer. And here's the mindset shift. This break is not just another drum loop. It's texture. It's dist. It's motion in the background. Drop a break into simpler, set it to classic mode, and warp it if timing needs help. Then shape it so it behaves more like atmosphere than full drums. A low-pass filter around the upper mid-range or top end helps soften it, and a touch of drive adds that old sampler feel. If the loop is too busy, shorten the amplitude envelope a little so it doesn't spray all over the place. After that, clean it up with EQ. High pass the low end so it stays out of the bass zone, and if it feels boxy, pull a little out of the low mids. If the top is too harsh, gently shave off some air. Then add drum bus for a bit of punch and glue, and finish with a little saturator with soft clipping on. The goal here is not to make the break louder. The goal is to make it feel like part of the atmosphere bed. A good teacher tip here: if the break sounds too clean, don't just turn it down. Resample it through some lo-fi processing. Atmosphere often sounds better when it's intentionally degraded. Next up is the ragga vocal layer. This is where the personality comes in. Find a vocal phrase, a toast, a shout, a call-out, anything with that ragga energy. Then chop it into short rhythmic pieces. Don't think of the vocal as a sentence anymore. Think of it like percussion. You want a call, a tail, a little mid-syllable fragment, maybe a reverse piece, maybe a stutter. The point is to build a vocabulary of small hits that can answer the drums. You can do this in simpler or directly on an audio track with warp markers. Once you've got the chops, clean them up with EQ so they don't fight the low end. High pass them, and if they get scratchy, tame the harsh zone in the upper mids. A gate or expander can help keep the spaces between the chops under control. Then add movement. Auto filter is great for this, because even a slow cutoff modulation can make the vocal feel alive. Add echo with a sync delay, something like dotted eighth or quarter note timing, and keep the feedback controlled so it throws behind the dry vocal instead of cluttering the front. A short to medium reverb helps give it depth, but keep the low end out of the verb. Here's a really useful trick: duplicate the vocal track. Keep one version dry, focused, and centered, and make the other one more filtered, wider, and delay heavy. That gives you a front and back vocal system, which is very much in the spirit of reggae and dub mixing. Now let's build the jungle atmosphere pad. This is the part that makes the room feel real. Use a soft synth patch in wave-eatable or analog, something simple and warm. A sine-based or soft saw-based tone works really well. Play long notes, maybe a minor chord or even a two-note cluster if you want tension. Process it with auto-filter and keep it dark enough that it doesn't crowd the mix. Chorus ensemble can widen it a bit, but don't overdo it. Reverb is where the magic starts, but again, keep it filtered so the wash stays behind the drums instead of washing over everything. A little echo can add those dubby tails that make the pad feel like it's floating in space. And don't leave the pad static. Let it move across phrases. Change the chord every few bars, automate the filter a bit, or bring in a reverse swell before transition. If you want it darker, use minor intervals, tritones, or octave doubles. Jungle atmosphere often feels more dangerous when the harmony is slightly unstable. Now add the noise and glue texture. This could be vinyl noise, room tone, tape hiss, radio static, a field recording, or even a generated noise layer from stock devices. The purpose here is not to make the track hissy. The purpose is to fill the gaps and make the whole thing feel connected. Filter out the low end aggressively. Add a bit of erosion or light down sampling if you want grit. Keep it subtle. This layer should sit behind the music and help the atmosphere feel like one continuous bass. At this point, we've got the ingredients: break texture, vocal chops, pad wash, and noise. Now it's time to group them. Put all of those atmosphere tracks into an Atmos bus and process them together. This is where the glue really happens. Start with a EQ to clean up anything that's still competing with the bass or kick. Then use a glue compressor with gentle settings, just enough to make the layers breathe together. You're not trying to flatten the life out of it. You just want the elements to feel like they belong in the same room. After that, a touch of saturation can help unify the tone. A subtle reverb on the bus can be great too, but keep it controlled and dark so it doesn't cloud the mix. And if you widen the bus, be smart about it. Wider is not always better. Some elements should stay centered so the stereo image has structure. This is a good time for a big production reminder. In drum and bass, the drums are the lead element. The atmosphere supports the groove. It should enhance the snare, not hide it. If your pads or vocal tails are masking the snare crack, pull them back, especially in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. Now let's make the whole thing breathe around the drums. Add sidechain compression to the Atmos bus from your drum group, or from the kick and snare depending on how your project is set up. Keep the ducking subtle. The goal is not a huge pumping effect unless you want that. The goal is for the atmosphere to step out of the way when the drums hit. You can also sidechain the delay and reverb returns more aggressively than the dry vocal. That keeps the ragga chops up front, while still letting the tails bloom in the spaces around them. Now for arrangement. A strong jungle edit usually works best when the atmosphere evolves in phrases, not just random bars. So think in 2-bar and 4-bar chunks, even if your loop is 8 bars long. In the intro, start sparse. Maybe just noise and a filtered pad. Bring in a little vocal tease around bar 3 or 4, and let the break texture appear gradually. Automate the filter opening over those first 8 bars so the whole thing feels like it's waking up. In the pre-drop, increase the break density, bring in more vocal activity, and open the pad a bit more. This is where you can push tension, but be careful not to overfill the space. In fact, right before the drop, it's often smart to thin the atmosphere out a little so the impact hits harder. Then in the drop, strip the atmosphere back. Let the drums and bass dominate. Keep maybe a short vocal tail, a bit of filtered noise, or a quick pad stab, but don't let the atmosphere fight for attention. After the drop, bring the system back in with variation. Maybe a new vocal slice, a reversed pad, or a different break texture. The listener should feel that the track is moving forward, not just replaying the same loop. Automation is what turns all of this into music. Automate your filter cutoff, reverb wet level, delay feedback, stereo width, saturation, and send amounts. Even tiny changes can create big energy shifts in dB. Open the pad filter over 4 bars. Widen the atmosphere after a dry section. Narrow it before a drop. Push the delay feedback into a transition. Small moves, big effect. And here's one of the best tricks in the whole lesson. Resample your atmosphere bus. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and record a few bars of the atmosphere in motion. Once it's on Audino, you can chop it, reverse it, stutter it, pitch it, or use it as a custom transition element. That's how you get that hardware sampler feel that works so well in jungle and ragga edits. If a delayed vocal tail or a filtered chord moment sounds perfect, print it immediately. Don't wait until later hoping to recreate it. Capture it, then build from there. A lot of the best jungle movement comes from committing to those happy accidents. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't let the atmosphere own the low end, don't drown everything in reverb, don't make every layer wide, and don't pile on random vocal chops with no rhythmic purpose. Also, try not to overprocess before the arrangement is working. Get the groove and structure happening first, then refine the polish. If you want a darker, heavier result, lean into tonal tension. Use minor intervals, detuned layers, and filtered drones. Combine dub delay with broken percussion. Make one layer intentionally degraded and another layer cleaner so the contrast feels deliberate. And don't underestimate silence. Pull the atmosphere out for half a bar or even one beat before a fill or impact, and suddenly the next hit feels way bigger. Here's a really good practice move. Build a 16-bar loop with a filtered break texture, a ragga vocal chop, a dark pad, a noise layer, and a grouped atmosphere bus. Keep most of the atmosphere above the bass zone clear. Use at least 2 automation moves, include one resampled clip, and make the drop section noticeably drier than the intro. That's a solid exercise for training your ears and your arrangement instincts. So to wrap it all up, the real idea here is simple: glue jungle atmosphere by thinking like a builder, not just a sound designer. Layer texture with intention. Keep the low end clean. Treat vocals like rhythm. Add dust, movement, and Haze blew the layers together on a bus, side-chained them to the drums, automate the energy across the arrangement, and resample your own material whenever something feels good. That balance is the secret, raw enough to feel dangerous, controlled enough to work in a mix. That's how you get that modern jungle and rag-infused chaos working properly in Ableton Live 12.